it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend who gets really mad when you don't help with the cleaning, but they also get really mad when you do help with the cleaning because you do it wrong.
There's a good chance this friend was an old roommate. Maybe you even ended up marrying this friend, and this is your life forever now. You want to be nice and help out, but you just make more work for this person with your awful cleaning skills.
Now, 97% of the time, it's not your fault. There's nothing wrong with the way you clean. This friend's standards are just way too high. In their mind, they are the Wayne Gretzky of cleaning, and you're just the Bill Ranford sitting on the bench.
Even something simple like wiping the countertops, you will screw up, according to this friend. You're supposed to use a circular motion when you wipe the countertops, and you only let the cleaning spray sit for 1 minute? You're supposed to let it sit for five. I'll just do it.
That's this friend's go-to line. The, I'll just do it. The first couple times they say it to you, you feel super bad. But after 3 years of that I'll just do it bullshit, you're like, okay, sweet, I'm gonna go to Jimmy's. See you later.
Doing the dishes with this friend is the all-time worst. They have a whole dish system that they just expect you to know somehow. Two plates in, and they just take over the whole operation. Just let me do it, whatever.
Raking the leaves, you do it wrong. Dusting, you do it wrong. Vacuuming, you do it wrong. Don't even get me started on washing the walls.
So instead of driving this friend crazy with your pathetic cleaning, you just let them do it. You don't even offer. And somehow, that makes them even more angry. It's at this point you turn into Ryan Gosling from The Notebook and they're Rachel McAdams.
What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
I have to go.
The clean freak. We all have that one friend.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.